You're listening to Cards to the Moon, a podcast about trading cards from both a collector and investor perspective. We hope you'll stick around for the ride as we take a deep dive into the state of the hobby, share some hot takes, hopefully some useful advice and fun stories along the way. Hey all, welcome back to Cards to the Moon. Happy Friday, this is episode 179, and my name is Clark from 5cardguys.com and 5cardguys on Instagram. With me co-hosting, as usual, is John, who is Trade You at Recess on IG. Hyung's unfortunately away for the next couple of episodes, but hopefully we'll have him back soon. All right, John, off the top for this Friday episode, let's just get it over with. We haven't recorded a pod since the devastating news, for us Jays fans anyway, that Shohei Ohtani was not on that freaking plane last Friday. And in fact, he was just hanging out in his home in California, where the next day on Saturday, he announced that he'd be signing with the LA freaking Dodgers. Yeah. So before we get into how we feel about that, I just want to add, Topps, of course, made a Topps Now card of this historic $700 million contract signing,
right,
featuring a photoshopped pic of Shohei batting in his Dodgers uniform. And the print run on that card was 107,541, sold in just 24 hours, breaking the previous record easily. So now, you know, are you over this disappointment of Shohei, or you know, are we still dealing with it? What's going on?
Man, I guess at the time of this recording, it's been about a week or so.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm just about over it now. At first you're super disappointed. I guess you go through all the waves of emotion. Now I'm on the slightly resenting side / I'm getting over it. Maybe it's a bit of my anger that's just getting over it, but yeah. Man, there's just so much to unpack. Like as a Jays fan, you feel embarrassed kind of that we've sort of fell for all of the trolling and got our hopes up and just we sort of knew that we weren't, you know, like all the stories of Jays always sort of being the bridesmaid and never the bride. Like we knew that was coming, and yet we fell for it. We fell for all the traps and totally believed. I mean, for those that don't live in Toronto, you know, don't quite understand how insane the city was for like a good, I mean, I'm pretty sure every one of our phones, multiple chats were just blowing up about. Yeah. And I think everybody was refreshing by the minute on Shohei news, but it was pretty wild. It was, I mean, very PTSD akin to the Kawhi era. Yeah.
Yes. You know what? You know who I blame for this? I blame Will. He was supposed to come on the pod today, but he was feeling sick, so he's not on. And I was ready to just lambast him because, you know, I didn't want to get my hopes up. I'm like, there's no chance.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that one message from Will that morning, he's like, I think this is it, guys.
This is a day. Yeah.
And then that rumor craziness happened all that day.
Right.
And you're right. Friday afternoon, no one did work in Toronto.
Right.
No one was working because we were checking Twitter. We're checking, you know, the social media updates to see what's happening. And just to get trolled again. And that was a big disappointment. Yeah. I'm like you. I'm kind of getting over it now.
Yeah.
Right. And I was going to ask you if you're going to pick up that Topps Now card. I think I already know the answer.
Definitely not.
If I'm going to pick that up, yeah. I saw, you know how much it's listed for? It's about $10 now on eBay.
That makes sense.
Right. I would only pick it up just to burn it. Okay. That's it. I would just $10 well spent. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yes, I'm still a little upset. And now we're like, what, on to plan C and D because we couldn't even get Juan Soto?
I don't even think at this point any of the Jays fans care at all about plan C or D or E. They're just right. They're just over everything. And it's crazy because like every news outlet you see, I mean, it's like Dodgers or trying to trade something to the Yankees, Yamamoto meeting with the Dodgers. Right. Like, next thing you know, it's going to be like Blake Snell signing with the Yankees. I'm like, okay, let's just, at this point, let's just let the Dodgers and Yankees just do everything. I think the entire world is sort of over the Yankees and the Dodgers.
Yes, agreed. I got some DMs from, you know, fellow collectors, and then, you know, Giants fans, like anyone but the Dodgers, you know, and the Yankees. And for that one day, we're on the same team. We're just not rooting for the Dodgers. So what a disappointment. Oh, all right. Let's move on. You know, this is we spent too much time on this and we need to move on with our lives. All right. For our discussion today, let's talk about the Tom Brady baseball card from the 2023 Bowman draft set. You know, kudos to Fanatics and Topps for the marketing surrounding the release of the Brady card in an Expos uniform, because it's been insane. It's everywhere. And, you know, I personally enjoyed the alternate reality commercial. I don't know if you saw it.
I saw it.
Brady choosing baseball over football, if that had actually happened. And it seems to have worked, because, like I said, everyone seemed to be posting about the Brady card on all my socials over the past week. And the Superfractor 1/1 autograph card was already pulled, like, on the day of the release.
I know,
so
crazy.
So that was a little anticlimactic. You know, people were hoping to pull it, but then, you know, one of the breakers pulled it. But the 500,000 bounty is still available, right, as of this recording, for anyone who pulls the gold auto, the one that's numbered 12 out of 50, which has the inscription from Brady that there's always football if baseball doesn't work out. This is how he signed it. So lots of hype. So the question is, do you think it's too much hype, or is this great?
I think it's amazing. I mean, this is the kind of alternate sports, you know, sort of meshing together. I think if you're going to do a promotion and you're going to create hype, excitement around the product without like a prospect or a player, you know, I think is it Bowman Draft? Yeah, Bowman Draft. I mean, I think most people are saying it doesn't really have sort of like that A1, A+ superstar sort of chase,
right.
And it's just perfect timing. Like, I don't know if it worked out that way. Like, they knew that this product wasn't going to be as spectacular as the past, so they decided to go all in on the Tom Brady thing here, or just happened to be like that. But I think for a non-actual player product promotion, I think this is exactly what should be done, exactly what collectors want. I think it was executed perfectly. I mean, some people might continue to hate on Fanatics and everything that is happening just because they would just want to hate on it. But let's be real. Like, I think the execution, we are seeing mainstream media, mainstream marketing of sports cards like this for the first time. Like, come on, how can you hate on that? Like, it's amazing. Yep. And I think Tom Brady baseball card, like, all of it is just perfect. I think the hype is real, and the hype is it worth the hype? Yeah, it is worth the hype. I mean, that's, for me, this is the type of stuff I want to see too.
I love it. I love it too. You know, they released on 12/12 day, you know, 12 being Brady's number. So that was convenient. And, you know, I love that Brady's involved, you know, filming that commercial, you know, him marketing it himself, you know what I mean? Even with the inscription autos. And, you know, like, as Canadians, that the Expos connection is pretty
it's
awesome.
Perfect. Right? Yeah.
So I want one. I want one. But here's the thing. A lot of colored parallels of that card are on eBay now. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot's been pulled. And I think on average, like, a blue refractor numbered to 150, I saw a few of those sell for about $2,500.
Raw.
Right?
Raw. Gosh.
Yeah. I think it'll go down.
For sure.
Like, the hype for sure is what is keeping those prices up. So I wouldn't rush, you know?
Yeah.
Like, the refractors are going for about half that, you know? And I don't think the refractors are numbered either. So $1,200 for an unnumbered refractor, that's a lot, you know? The autos are going to be the ones that are going to just keep their value.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen too many of those yet. There's been a few, but I'm seeing a lot of colored parallels. So, you know, they're in there, and but the prices are pretty high. Mm. So if you want one, like I do, I'm just gonna wait till the hype dies down just a little bit, and then hopefully get a copy of a Brady non-auto, because I probably wouldn't be able to afford the autograph card right now.
Is the auto only on the gold numbered out of 50 and the super fractor?
Ooh, I think there's...
It's pretty limited, right? I know that he didn't sign that many.
There's an orange, I believe. I think total, there's 81 altogether. So okay. 50 plus 25.
With the orange. And then maybe, 75. I guess, red. Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Red?
Yeah. There you go. Red, 80, and then the super fractor one. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
There you go. Yeah. 81.
So
definitely rare.
Yeah, I don't think I saw any of the oranges or reds come out, right?
I just saw an orange right before we filmed, and it was consigned to Golden.
Okay.
Golden posted something on it, so that's going to be up in Golden. If you guys are interested in an orange number to 25 auto, I'm curious to see how much it goes for.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, I want to know what the super fractor goes for. That's going to be insane. Right. But at least we know the gold inscription. Well, here's a question for you. Gold inscription, which has a cool message about if baseball doesn't work out, you know, there's always football. Yeah. Would you rather have that card or the super fractor one auto?
That was actually going to be my 1v1. You stole it. Yeah, it's perfect.
You want to save it? We can save it for the Tuesday episode when we do pick one. Let's save it.
Okay,
that's
okay.
A tease.
Okay, tease.
So I can think about that before we record. Yeah, that's I've been thinking about that all day, actually.
Okay.
I'm like, what would I choose? I'm still on the fence.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I'll be a game time decision when we record our Tuesday episode. Yeah.
I feel that question is, I mean, we'll get to it on our next episode. Yeah. But it's similar to, would you rather have Shohei Ohtani's Bowman Chrome rookie auto super fractor? Or if he happened to sign a Bowman Chrome gold auto with his kanji, signed with the kanji, ooh, right? Like, which would you rather have? I think it's very similar to that type of question where both are just incredibly desired.
Maybe that'll be my pick one. We could do it. I wonder if the answer will be the same. All right, let me think about it if I don't want to use my original pick one. Yeah. All right. Well, this is great to see the hype and, you know, love it. Oh, before we close off this short Friday episode, there is a Bill Belichick autograph.
Right.
I don't know if you saw that as well.
Yeah.
And I guess Photoshop Montreal Expos uniform as well. And I think what's the inscription? You know, we know he can hit, but can he throw? I think that's one of the inscriptions.
Right.
So that's kind of cool.
And I think there's like 40... something.
40
of them, a pretty super,
very limited,
super limited.
Yeah All right, well, cool stuff. I had an alternate reality question for you, but I'm gonna save it for another episode. And then that'll be good for have done in the past the Just a Thought segment where we just kind of bounce off silly ideas. I'm gonna save it for that. I think it'll go well for that.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks again to all our listeners. We appreciate you guys. And if you haven't rated us and you enjoyed this episode, we love for you to give us 5 stars. And we'll have a brand new episode for you on Tuesday. See you then. Bye. Hey, thanks for listening to Cards to the Moon. We'd really appreciate you subscribing to our podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts. And you can also connect with each of us on Instagram at 5cardguys, or you can follow Hyung at Integrity Sports Cards, or John at TradeU at Recess. You can also check us out at 5cardguys.com. Thanks again, and hope to connect soon.